Should we take a look at your contemporary players, if that's all right with you, Jerry? Yeah. Just a reminder of who was playing, basically, alongside you. Somewhere I have the honours boards from the years when you were playing.
Some great names there.
If you'd like to comment for us, perhaps on the captains, first of all, during those years.
Yeah, Nick was obviously, as I've already said, something else.
Everybody says it.
Mike Nichols, yeah, absolutely. He was hard as nails, and you'd follow him anywhere. He was brilliant. John Bayliss, he was hard, but in a different sort of way, and being a back, you know, he wasn't, although he did get quite involved. up front.
I was going to say.
Yeah. He was a bit quieter than Nick. Still a good captain. We didn't have such a good season that season.
He had a very good record as a county captain, though, didn't he, John Baines?
Yeah. He captained the county, did he? I didn't realise that. Oh, right. Yeah. Well, you'd follow him. I mean, he was one of those blokes that you'd follow, all right. And then Keith Richardson, well, as I say, Keith was technical, and he was more analysing than grunting, if you know what I mean. And Burton was something else. That season I was captain of the United when Mike Burton was captain, so I don't think I played a lot with Mike as captain, but from selection, you know, he knew exactly what he was talking about. And,
no, I was going to ask you about that. There were a couple of years when you didn't actually play for the first team at all. Those were 2 years when you were captain in United.
So.
I think 75, 76, 76, 77.
Yeah, I was captain of the United. No, I don't know. 75, 76 I was.
Mm-hmm.
One season, I had two serious, quite serious knee injuries.
Ah, right.
And I think I had glandular fever, something like that, which not quite a chunk out of season.
Yeah.
I think it was probably knee injuries that were the problem there. And again, John Watkins.
And then
was,
John Watkins.
Yeah, he was a good captain. Hard and very, very fit. And I think I was captain United again with John. And he was captain of the first team, second year.
An awful lot of good players went through the United side during the years you captained them.
There were, yes. We used to call it the pups and the pensioners because you'd have the youngsters coming on through and then the older guys, you know, in the sort of twilight of their careers. Some of the pups I remember, there was people like Paul Ford, John Brain, Steve Baker, John Gadd, Malcolm Preedy, Mike Teague, Ian Smith, Russ Ellis, Phil Pritchard, when he first played, he was still at school. And he was at Wycliffe. Keith Richardson was teaching at Wycliffe and said, oh, we've got this youngster. Plays on the wing. He played for Welsh schools, I think. So we were short of a winger. So Phil came and played for us. Well, he turned up at the first game with his mum, and his mum asked me to look after him. Well, poor lad. But it's a bit ironic, actually, now, because Fritch is now my GP. He does a lot better job of looking after me than I did of looking after him. But, and then some of the sort of pensioners that were coming back down through, I mean, we used to play United, John Watkins, Dennis McGill, John Haynes, Ron Etheridge, Paul Williams, Tank Curran. So it was quite a mixture.
Mm.
But we were sort of, the United was a sort of grounding side for the first team.
And
there were some really good players that played regularly for United, you know, when they were quite young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think T was, I don't know, 18 and 19 when he came down, and John Gadd, but it was exciting times.
Yeah. Mm. How about the players in your position particularly? Well, particularly number eights, I mean. Like Mike Teague.
Well,
what sort of impression did he make on you when you first saw him as a youngster?
Teague? Well, a little so-and-so, really, because... Well, I remember about Teague, he wouldn't come training. Pre-season training, he wouldn't come training. And he was so frustrating. But he was off at the athletic clubs, of course. And mm-hmm. he was doing all his training there, sprint training and building himself up, much more technical than we were doing. But then he was hard right from the start. He was a good little player, Teague. Mm. One of my pups, yeah, as I say. And John Gadd was another one. Though Gaddy was blindside. But number eight, so I remember when I first started, Mike Potter was, of course, great number eight.
Terrific, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he came from nowhere, didn't he, really?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Oh, he was hard as nails.
Yeah, came from Coney Hill. And,
that's right, yeah.
And just came straight out of local rugby, just straight into the first 15, yeah, just like that.
Yeah. Hard as nails. I remember when we played London Welsh in that... And towards the end of the cup, we're not sure if it was a semi-final, quarter-final, Mervyn Davis was playing.
Yeah.
Pot sorted him out. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everybody talks about that match with awe.
And then other number eights. Oh, who was there? John Simonet. I remember John Simonet. He was a character. The Scottish trial.
The magician.
Yeah. Yeah. The entertainers.
Yeah. A member of the Magic Circle, isn't he?
Yeah. I
had an email from him yesterday.
Really?
But that's another matter.
Eddie Pinckney was another one who was down for a little while. Brian Hemmings, I remember coming down. He was the hard one. Came down from Matson, had a couple of seasons. But yeah, Potts is the number eight that really sticks out in my mind.
Yeah.
In the old days, anyway. Obviously, well, Teague a bit later on.
Yeah. I mean, he was an astonishingly brave player, wasn't he? I mean, body on the line all the time.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. A number of times he came off with his shirt ripped off his back where he'd been trodden all over. And never complained.
No.
Yeah. And he didn't look fit, but he was.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, he looked about 10 years older than he really was, didn't he? He was one of those.
Bald head didn't help.
Yeah.
He used to smoke and drink.
Yeah.